The paper negative, sometimes known as the calotype or Talbot type, is the earliest form of negative. The negative-positive process was revealed in 1839 by its inventor, William Henry Fox Talbot, and it was to become the essential basis of nearly all subsequent photography. Malcolm Daniel, curator in charge of the Department of Photographs, explains the characteristics of these photographs.
We'll see a kind of graininess or a fibrous texture to the image. And the other characteristic typical of photographs from paper negatives is that the light and shadow tends to be masked. It tends to be concentrated in a kind of chiaroscuro effect. And again, that meant that those smooth gradations of tonality which we see in the real world may not have been rendered exactly, but rather more artistically.
This effect came in part from the paper used to create the negative. Nora Kennedy, Sherman Fairchild conservator of photographs, explains.
Today's negatives are primarily made with a plastic base because it's flexible and transparent, but the very earliest negatives were actually made on paper. One would take a sheet of writing paper and make it sensitive with table salt, sodium chloride, and silver nitrate. It would then be placed in a camera and would be exposed to a scene.
After exposure, the paper negative was developed and fixed, or stabilized, much like modern film negatives. Negatives made by Talbot's process and the many variations that came afterwards were most often printed as salted paper prints. To hear about salted paper prints, press the green play button now.